live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Helen Wilson from Girton Musical Theatre. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Lee.
Nice to see you. It's been a long time.
It has, over 2 years.
Over 2 years. Nice to see you again. And you're here because you're performing The Yeoman of the Guard at the end of October.
That's right.
But let's rewind a little bit. Girton Musical Theatre, just tell me a little bit about them.
Well, we started over 30 years ago in the village of Girton, and originally started by a group of parents from the PTA who wanted to raise money for the school and have some fun doing a light opera. And since then, it's just gone from strength to strength. And we now do except for COVID, we do a fully staged and orchestrated show once a year in the Glebe, quite often raising money for the school, but sometimes for other local charities. And we build our own scenery, and lots of people get involved with lots of front of house and backstage parts.
And I've seen these productions. They are spectacular, I have to say. They are colourful and imaginative. And you mentioned COVID there. Of course, you haven't been able to perform during COVID. That must have been frustrating.
It was. We were luckier than a lot of groups because our previous show was at the end of February 2020, so we just managed to get it in before COVID really hit. But then since then, we didn't do anything in 2021. We've missed several summer concerts that we would have done. We kept people going by having weekly Zoom sessions, and we did play readings. We watched some of our old shows on YouTube, and we drank several glasses of wine and chatted to each other.
Excellent. Yeah, it's hard to sing on Zoom, isn't it?
Yes.
Because of the time delay.
Yeah, we did try it right at the beginning and realised it wasn't going to work.
So this would be lovely then. I bet you're all raring to go for this one.
We are, yes.
And it's Girton Musical Theatre. You do have a particular liking for Gilbert and Sullivan.
We do. We've generally done Gilbert and Sullivan. The reason for that is that they have lots of work for the chorus to do. A lot of other musicals, perhaps Rodgers and Hammerstein or whatever, have a lot of solo work. They need a lot of soloists, a lot of scene changes. Gilbert and Sullivan tends to be one or two scenes, so it's very easy to do in a small space, and they have lots of four-part harmony for the chorus to sing. So that's really why we mostly do Gilbert and Sullivan.
And this one, Yeoman of the Guard, what's this one about?
It's based in the Tower of London. It's set in the time of Henry VIII, and it's about somebody who's been wrongly accused of sorcery and who's about to be beheaded. And there's a scheme underway to try and save his life by substituting somebody for helping him to escape, and then there's a bit of mistaken identity and so on.
Yeah, if people haven't seen Gilbert and Sullivan, because it's about the tone, really, isn't it? I mean, that sounds almost quite bleak, what you're saying there, but it's not at all.
No, there's also a lot of comic relief in this one. There's another plot with a jester who comes along, travelling players, and they inject a lot of humour into it. And it's a sort of a bit like pantomime. There's a lot of ham acting and so on. There's characters who are pretty unbelievable, and there's a lot of lovely tunes. There's some sad songs, but there's also some very happy, jolly songs.
They're great fun, I have to say, and you don't have to be an aficionado to go along to these, and you pick it up on the night.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people have come along never having been to Gilbert and Sullivan before because they know somebody in the cast, and then they said, oh, I really enjoyed that.
Yes, well, me too. And when was this written? When were they
They were written sort of around the turn of the end of the 19th, beginning of the 20th century.
Wow, so almost, well, over 100 years old. Are they still accessible? They're still relevant?
They are. I mean, we've changed some of the words in this one. There's a lot of women tend to have to be in their place, and we changed all the bits where the bride is promising to obey, so she's promising to stay with her husband rather to obey. It's quite difficult because you have to make sure that the words still rhyme if you're changing the words of a song, and some of the cast have been a bit more reluctant than others to sing the revised words, but I think we've got them singing the new words.
And you've brought a CD in. Let's play this. This will give a flavour of Gilbert and Sullivan for people who haven't heard it before. What will we be listening to?
This is fairly near to the beginning of the opera, and it's when the yeomen appear for the first time and the townspeople come on to sort of sing their praises.
Okay, I haven't done this for a while. I haven't played a CD for a while, so we're both under edge here. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
Derek is. Sounds quite challenging, actually, for us. There's lots of words.
Yes, it is. This is one of the more challenging bits, because there's two choruses who are singing slightly different tunes at the same time, and so you've got to. If you don't get it right, it just sounds like a complete mess. But it's very satisfying when you do finally get it right. There's a sort of, everyone has this sort of aha moment that they've finally cracked it.
And you've got some brilliant singers, I know, in that company as well.
Yes, we have. Yeah, we're very lucky. We've got a smaller chorus than usual this year. There are some people who didn't feel they wanted to come back after COVID, and we haven't really managed to recruit many new people. But we're managing to make a good sound, and I think we'll hold our own on the night.
Have you made it relevant? Because I know sometimes you've updated them, haven't you? You had one that was a bake-off themed
one. We did, yes, and we had a Strictly Come Dancing one as well. This one, because it's basically set around the time of of Henry VIII, we haven't updated it very much, but there are a few, some of the jokes that the jester tells, we've made them a bit more up to date, put in references to current events and so on. So there will be some things that are a bit more up to date.
I guess that's one of the challenges, really, isn't it, working with such old material?
Yes.
And also, as I remember, they often have quite a lot of people on stage, so you need a big enough stage to be able to do that.
Yes. I mean, we've got quite a wide stage, which is a bit of a disadvantage in some ways, because the audience are sometimes not sure which direction to look in. But on the other hand, it means that most people at least get a chance to be near the front of the stage and for their family and friends to see them. So it's got pluses and minuses.
And what about an orchestra? Because in the past you've had a live orchestra.
Yes, we've got a live orchestra again. We had the first rehearsal with them yesterday and they were sounding very good. It's about 16 players. So it's we're very lucky to be able to play with an orchestra, because a lot of groups, amateur groups, either have just a pianist or a pianist and a couple of other instrumentalists. So we're very lucky to have a full orchestra.
And when I've been in the past, there have been children in the audience as well. This kind of thing, because of the spectacle of it and the catchiness of it, it is good for all ages.
Yes. I think very young children probably find it a bit challenging. Just from the length of the thing, it's a 2.5 to 3 hour evening performance or afternoon performance on the Saturday. But a lot of children do come, and sometimes you just see them absolutely rapt, and they come up afterwards and say, when can I be in it? Oh. And I say, well, not till you're 16.
Well, it's the 27th to the 29th of October at the Glebe School in Girton. And if people are interested in getting tickets, they can go to ticketsource.co.uk/Girton Musical Theatre.
That's right, yes. And there will also be some tickets available on the door if people suddenly decide to come. But we did sell out one performance last year, so people have to, it's better if they can buy them in advance, and it is cheaper to buy them in advance as well.
And as you said, there's a matinee.
Yes.
And there's refreshments.
There's a bar, crisps, chocolate.
Crisps, bar crisps. What more could anybody else want? How are rehearsals going?
They're going fairly well. We just had the first run through of complete act one, and this week we'll do the complete act two, and then next week try and put the whole thing together. So it's coming together.
Well, good luck, Helen. Lovely to see you again after
nice
all this
to see you
time.
Again.
As I say, that's ticketsource.co.uk/Girton Musical Theatre. 27th to 29th of October, Girton Musical Theatre, The Yeoman of the Guard. Good luck with it all.
Cambridge 105 Radio.